Mary Hudson, what's your new favorite word? Can you say practice? Practice?
Practice.
Practice. Practice, practice, practice. All right, so the fourth question type is... Sorry, we're watching a show in the background. The fourth question type will be a do-it-yourself comparison slash contrast question slash answer. So, in other words, you come up with a question that compares or contrasts however many things, topics that we've discussed this year, and come up with an answer for it. So, a comparison contrast question that might be incredibly interesting to me would be something like, describe how uranium and radium are alike and how they're different. And you could do a lot of things on that. You could talk about radioactivity. You could talk about the groups that they're in. You could talk about their atomic masses. You could talk about their atomic structure. You could talk about where the electrons are, where the nucleus is, how spaced out the nucleus are. That sort of thing. Interesting stuff. And the difficult thing for you is that you have to come up with a compelling question slash answer that neatly summarizes an area that you might be interested in, or might not, but something that you can explain really well. You could also do something like compare Rutherford's model of the atom with Niels Bohr and his model of the atom, and talk about the difference and the similarities there. Or if you want to go really nuts, you could compare string theory with quantum mechanics, or quantum mechanics with sort of the old stuff that we talked about from the 1800s, not old stuff, but the older theories of the atom. So, all that to say, if you have any questions about this, it's much more personalized, I guess, type of question, let me know. Our exam is tomorrow morning, and I hope you all have a great night studying and get some rest. And we'll see you soon, right, Mary Hudson? Say see you soon.
Toot toot.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say good night.
Good night.